Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with a third eye. My show is a call and advice show that blends new age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Hey guys, it's Psychic Dougal Frazier here with you. I'm so excited about today's show. I mean, we've got guests galore. We're going to take your calls. We're going to be talking about the VMAs, Irene. But here's the deal. So, well, first let me say good morning to Benny. Benny in Seattle, how are you?
Good morning, Dougal.
And David, of course, producer slash husband. Husband first, but today producer. How are you?
Hello, dude.
Gotta get top billing on that one.
Of course, yeah. So here's the deal. August marked our sixth month of this show. And of course, you know, we're still practicing things out. And some guests were like, all right, that didn't fly. And some things work really well. And so David and I have been talking a lot about doing a giveaway. And so last week we started our first giveaway. I talked about it with Premier Pet Products. And guys, kind of amazing showing. I just have to say that 1,094 people, to be exact, not 1,095, not 1,096, 1,094 people entered, right? Thank you, studio audience.
That is a lot of people.
I think that's a lot of people.
I got them all here back in the studio.
It's one of those things where sometimes I get off the air, Benny and David and I are like, I wonder if people listen.
Yes, they do.
Because we forget, you know, because it's radio. And so 1,094, I was really impressed by that. So what have I learned? A, people like free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
B, people listen to us.
Yay!
And C, we love our pets.
Yes, people love their pets, for
so
sure.
Let's announce the winner. Let's get a drum roll. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the 1,094 people, do you like my announcer voice, will win a gift basket from Premier Pet Products worth $150. And the winner is Connie George.
Yay!
All right, congratulations.
Connie, I know. I don't even know you, Connie, but I feel like we're soul twins.
She knows you.
Exactly. So we're going to contact Connie today. We're going to find out if she has a cat, if she has a dog, if she has both. Hopefully she'll upload her picture on Facebook and with the pet, and you'll win the gift basket. So exciting. So, of course, because we had such a good turnout for this giveaway, this is going to be like our new shtick. This is our new thing. So next week, we're going to give another thing away. So tune in and listen, and it's all about free stuff. That's my new thing. That's my mantra for the end of the year, free stuff. So, of course, I want to talk about Hurricane Irene. You know, I'm from Long Island originally, and I still have a lot of family that live there. And I called my dad on Saturday. And again, you know, our heart and energy goes out to all those people who were affected by it. And luckily, it sounds like it really wasn't quite as big as expected. But this will tell you a little bit something about the way that I was raised. So I call my dad, and he is on the water on Long Island, literally, like his house is right on the water. So he is going to get affected by it the most. And I call my dad, who is a little bit of a minimizer, would be the way that I would describe him. Like, he doesn't really overreact to anything. And I said, Dad, are you getting ready for Irene? Like, have you stocked up? And this is his response. No joke. He goes, yes, I have vodka, peanut butter, pudding, canned baked beans, and tangerines. And I say to my dad, I'm like, that's what you have? You didn't get water. You didn't get... No, he did say he got batteries. So in fairness, he gets batteries. But guys, do you see what I'm coming from? This is the way my dad prepares for a hurricane. Vodka, pudding, baked beans, and tangerines.
Well, you know what's interesting? Having grown up in Miami, Florida, I feel like every year, every summer, there would be, you know, like this hurricane and that hurricane's going to come. And for the most part, most of the time, it would never actually amount to anything.
Of course.
And so I feel like my experience was like people would never really take it seriously. They would just assume that, you know, they were overreacting. And then when something really bad would happen, you know, like Hurricane Andrew or, you know, people weren't prepared because they just were like, well, this never really happened.
But even if you're going to prepare, you don't prepare with vodka and peanut
and
butter.
Pudding, right.
Right. Pudding, you get water. And then what's so funny is that my mom lives in Texas. So to get like the polar opposite of the energy that I get, I call her. The hurricane isn't even affecting her, but she's crying. Like, my dad is like, everything's going to be fine. My mom's getting emotional. I just thought that was kind of hysterical that that was their reaction. So again, sending out lots of energy. You know, you can always go to the Red Cross and donate money for people who have been affected. But I was really happy that it didn't become that big of a deal. And guys, did you see that video on the Weather Channel? David and I were watching it live. And I think they were in, it was Virginia Beach.
Yes.
And the reporter's like live in the street. And he's taking it really seriously because it's a hurricane and it should be taken seriously. And I couldn't help but laugh at this. But then all of a sudden, like, one guy runs behind him in his bathing suit, and then another guy and another guy. And then one guy like pulls down his pants, and then suddenly it becomes like a party in the street. And I understand that. I understand that energy. Like, there is something about weather that can get you kind of excited and motivated. But it was funny to go from the newscaster. I think sometimes they pump a little bit of fear where it's like,
of course,
everything is terrible.
Well that's what leads.
Right, exactly. Did you see that video, though, Benny?
I've been seeing clips of those.
Oh, my God, it was so funny.
Of basically what's going on.
We saw it live. It was hysterical.
That's great.
And then it's funny to see it move on and on and on. So, again, another very spiritual, important topic.
Oh, right.
I want to bring you all spiritually important topics.
Mm-hmm.
The VMAs. Did you watch them?
I did.
What'd you think?
Oh, man, Adele. Woo!
Yeah, she was great.
Unbelievable. And she was just in Seattle not too long ago, too.
Oh, was she really?
Yes.
Yeah, she came to L.A. and we missed it. We were out of town. But what I also thought was interesting about Adele is, in my opinion, I don't know if you noticed this, she looked a little nervous.
I think so, too.
She looked like she had some stage fright happening.
Yeah.
And you got to give her credit at the same time. I mean, most people come out... Rihanna, Chris Brown, like, and I have so many feelings about this.
Chris Brown?
Because I know you're supposed to separate the art from the artist, but
yeah.
I'm sorry. I just have issues with what he did, and I gotta say, his performance, I wish he sang.
His dancing was amazing. He was really good.
But he didn't sing a note.
He was on stage, he was above it and around it.
I know. David kept saying, how much do you think the insurance was for that segment?
Oh, my gosh.
But what I had to say for Adele is, like, so there's Chris Brown doing this, like, acting and performing and lights in this huge show, and it was great. But then Adele gets up with a piano and a microphone.
Simple.
And I'm sorry, she won the night.
I think so, too.
There's something to be said. And I always kind of wonder how, like, Britney Spears feels in that moment when she's like, I'm winning an award and I don't think I can sing. But there's something about you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I love her. Don't get me wrong.
No.
She's a performance artist.
Yep.
It's different. But, like, Lady Gaga can sing. Beyonce can sing. Adele, oh my God. But I was just really impressed with it. But there seemed to be, maybe I'm getting older, but there seemed to be a lot of cursing and a lot of bands that I'd never heard of before in my life.
Yeah. There's less respect for it now, I think.
I think people just
have the verbal diarrhea at the mouth.
And then it starts flying. And then what ends up happening when it's live is your speech just sounds like beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
Well, the verbal diarrhea right before thanking God first and foremost.
Which I find really amusing. And Justin Bieber gave like an entire speech to Jesus. Did I not see a photo of him on the red carpet holding a snake? That's creepy.
Well, there's other past photos of him holding a tarantula.
What, really?
Yes.
Wee little Justin Bieber?
Yes, little Justin Bieber. He's growing up. Let him have his moment. little baby Bieber.
That seems inappropriate.
I know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
And his girlfriend, they look so young. It looked like they were going to prom or
little
something
tater tots.
Like that.
Little tots.
And then Beyonce showed that she was pregnant.
Yay!
I got nervous while she was up there dancing. You know,
I know, in heels.
When women are pregnant, I'm like so nervous. I want them to like sit in a Barco lounger for the entire day. I don't want anything to happen. And she's up there in heels, like throwing herself from left to right. She was amazing.
She did a lot of.
She did a really good job.
That baby must have been rocked to sleep pretty quickly, though.
Can you imagine, though?
No.
Because I really believe that the energy that surrounds you when you're pregnant affects the baby. So that baby has already been on stage in front of millions of people. It's just fascinating.
Yeah.
It was so cute when she revealed it at the end.
Yeah. Well, Jay-Z, you saw his expression.
They clip
back to him, and he's seriously, like, in tears.
You can see
he's so welled up.
Holding a plastic cup, which
I thought was charming. He's crunk.
How'd you feel about Lady Gaga and drag as, did you say drag?
Drag King? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As Joe Calderone?
Yes.
Thoughts?
Alternative ego or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. I got to say, though, she stuck to character. She was hardcore about it.
Well, that kind of, I don't know. I liked it. I liked, you know, I understood it. It was like an artistic moment.
Yeah.
But I felt like she was holding it a little too long. Like, I don't know. It wasn't a play. It was just a bit.
I mean, it was cute. She did look like Ralph Macchio, in my opinion.
I mean, last year, eventually, she did come out of the egg, you know?
She didn't stay there the whole time. But I think part of it, there were little moments moments where she would break character, like when she was presenting to Britney Spears, there was that moment where Britney seemed kind of shocked by it. And then right when they're about to go to Beyonce, you see that moment where she totally lightens up and connects. Mm-hmm. The only issue that I had was the cigarette. Oh my God, you guys, I'm getting so old. But I did have an issue with that because technically speaking, I know kids worship her and that didn't feel like a prop. It wasn't a fake cigarette. It was totally a real cigarette, and I just had issues.
There were a lot of people smoking there, though.
I don't think that
was, like, allowed. I think it was just...
I don't completely understand what Katy Perry was wearing at that end thing. She had, like, a block of cheese on her head, or something wasn't working for me.
Is she from Wisconsin or something like that? I mean, like...
it's definitely possible.
I mean, what's going on here?
But I do love Katy Perry. But again, ultimately, it was all about Adele.
Hey, that's real fast, though. Tony Bennett's tribute to Amy Winehouse.
Oh, my God. Wasn't that sweet?
That was nice.
And she sounded great in that video, didn't she?
Yes.
With him? Yeah, I know. David kept saying, why is Tony Bennett there?
Oh, you're right.
But I thought that was a great moment. That's a good point.
He's still kicking at 83.
I know. God love him.
Right.
Doing crazy in Vegas.
Right.
Hey, guys, so we've got a ton of guests today. We're going to be talking about secrets. We're going to be talking about my new friend, Stacey Kizer's show, that I just think is going to be amazing. But in the second segment, I'm going to try and squeeze in a few readings for you. So if you want to give me a call, go to 1-800-930-2819. Again, call us at 1-800-930-2819. If you want to join in on the conversation, you can go to Instant Feedback on Transformation Talk Radio, send in a question, and I might read it on the air. But we're going to go to break with my beauty, Adele. This is Dougal Fraser. You're listening to the Dougal Fraser Show. We will be right back.
Who wants to be right? There's rain. It's hard though when you're on top. Cause when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no room in my bed as far as I'm concerned. So wipe that dirty smile off we.
Going under the knife for a spinal surgery should be your last resort. Get a copy of this free special report. What your doctor doesn't want you to know about back surgery. Get the report online at wellnessone.net or call them toll-free at 866-499-7509. Read the report. It will take about 8 minutes in order to make a better informed decision about your back pain. Visit wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
At the law offices of Richard D. Seward, we care about our clients. We offer important legal advice and services to help them grow their wealth and protect it. We manage the risks and help the financially distressed through the recovery process. We are committed and dedicated to helping people throughout Western Washington and beyond with our expertise in business, real estate, tax law, and debt relief. Find us at richardseward.com or call us at 360-876-6425. We care about you.
Feeling ill? See Dr. Phil. That's Dr. Phil Cogler at Wellness One of Eastgate. If you're suffering from pain caused by an auto accident, a sports injury, or a herniated disc of the back or neck, or if fatigue due to stress is robbing you of your energy and vitality, you need to talk to Dr. Phil, a chiropractor who cares. The website is eastgate.wellnessone.net. Don't let another day go by in pain. If you're feeling ill, see Dr. Phil. Go to eastgate.wellnessone.net.
Are you in constant pain and tired of taking pain pills? At Holistic Medical Center, our physicians listen, examine, and find the root cause of your pain. Comprehensive, non-invasive, scientific, and energy-based natural therapies do exist to treat your pain and its root cause. Contact Holistic Medical Center to transform your life. Call 425-451-0404 or on the web at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232. or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is Dougal Fraser. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show. Adele in the background, who I'm obsessed with. I could just listen to her over and over and over again. Hey, guys, I'm going to try and squeeze in a few readings. So if you want to call me, 1-800-930-2819. Again, our number is 1-800-930-2819. Or, guys, if you're at work, I see you. You're lazy. You're not working. You're listening to the show.
Kind of stalkerish there.
I get it. But you want to join in on the conversation, go to transformationtalkradio.com, click the instant feedback button, and I may read your question on the air, and it'll be very exciting. So, guys, we're going to go to a caller right now. I believe we have Carrie on the line. Carrie, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you calling from?
Sedona, Arizona.
Sedona, Arizona, the spiritual capital of the world. So what's going on in your life?
What's that?
What's going on in your life?
In my life?
Yeah.
A whole lot of nothing. Looking for a job, looking for love, looking for a new place to live.
Yeah, well, I have to be honest with you. So the first color that I see around you is this really, really dark green. And now normally green is a color of energy. It's uplifting. It moves us forward. It's like enthusiasm. But because it's opaque right now and it kind of feels heavy and kind of feels dense, what it means is you're kind of waking up in the morning and feeling relatively blasé about things. And what we have to do is turn up the energy in order for you to attract more into your life. First place that I want to start with is physical exercise. For you right now, in order to attract more in, every morning when you get up, I need you to get outside. I need you to be outdoors. I need you to connect with the earth. I need you to connect with the planet. And most importantly, I need you to raise your heart rate. As you raise your heart rate and start kind of opening up the oxygen, bringing more oxygen into your body and ultimately feeling more confident, I think you're going to attract more to you. Now, here's the interesting thing. When someone has green around them, any shade of green, they're kind of a teacher of sorts. So in my opinion, the next job that presents itself to you is going to have something to do with wellness and helping people tap into wellness. Now, if it were a lighter shade of green, it would have to do with like nutrition. So as you're kind of growing and attracting more energy, it could go in that direction. I'm not completely sure. But what I want you to think about right now in your manifesting in your thought and in your job search is I am a teacher. When I walk on the planet, what makes me feel good and what makes me feel connected is delivering information to people. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah.
And have you done that before?
I have a background in massage therapy, and I managed a medical day spa. I've been kind of plugging that type of thing into, like, Indeed.com, but, it's kind of rough out here in Arizona.
Right.
Especially Sedona, so...
Because it's kind of saturated in that way?
Well, it's just, it's slim pickings. You know, Sedona's a tourist town.
Yeah.
And, it's kind of tricky to come by, and I didn't know if I should head back to, like, the Valley area and check into there.
But here's the thing, Carrie, like, when you're talking, like, so we connect with the teacher thing. You say that you've thought about that before. You know, you've talked about the massage therapy, the managing the spa, which means you were in that energy before. But I feel like I need you to be more of the facilitator. And I have to be honest with you. I say this with love. But when you talk about your struggle right now, your voice sounds a little uninspired. And I understand that it could be connected to the community that you're living in, and it's been difficult finding a job. But, you know, I use this term a lot, and we've all heard this expression. Sometimes you have to fake it till you make it. And it's kind of like, you know, if I get on the show and I'm like, oh, hey, guys, like, what's going on? You know, I'm not going to get the same kind of energy. And what I need you to say when I say, I'm a psychic, I see green around you, I see teacher, I want you to be like, yes, that's what I've wanted to do before. Do you see the difference in the energy? It's like you need to raise the vibration in order to attract
right.
back what we're looking for. And mm-hmm. I'm guessing, this is my feeling, there might be some negative subconscious thought going on that you're not aware of. And of course, we're inundated with society. Guys, when you're listening, I mean, you know, you can't open a paper, turn on the news, or listen to anything without being told there's no money, you know, the world is falling apart, blah, 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 blah. But I really believe that energy follows thought and thought directs energy. So if you shift your thought, if you shift your attitude, you can change the energy of a room. So what I'd like you to do right now, Carrie, is I want you to pretend you are your own client. What would you tell someone paying you for guidance and to be taught about shifting their energy and finding a new career? Because in my opinion, I think you might be a little stuck right now, which is fine. We all have those moments. But what we have to do is turn the energy around, lighten up a little bit more, and I think that will help attract in. Is one of your questions whether or not you should move? Is that what you were saying about the location?
Right. Well, I mean, you know, I've had so much loss in the past couple of years, and that kind of is what dragged my energy down. I was really, you know, at a high vibration, and I had gotten laid off 3 years ago, and it's just kind of tanked ever since, and I've thought outside the box and that type of thing, and, you know, I had to let my house go. I had to let go of one of my dogs, and had wrist surgery. So it's just been a lot of things on top of each other, so
yeah.
I just, you know, I'm willing to move on. I'm like spinning my wheels, like, is it best to stay here for a while? I'm staying with my folks, which is not ideal, but...
Well, so do me a favor. We've been on the phone for about 2 minutes, and you've told me about 30 or 40 negatives, which I get. But do me a favor. I want you to tell me something positive in your life right now that uplifts you, motivates you, and makes you feel so connected to who you are.
Well, my dog, and then
your
I'm
dog?
Also, while I'm not working, I'm volunteering at the Humane Society.
Perfect. I love that.
They're
great
people, and they love me there. They reach out to me for anything that they need. So, that revs my engine.
Okay, so that's where, and see, when you said it, you giggled. Your energy shifted, so we're going to start with that energy. We're going to start with the energy of your dog, and God knows I love my dog, because it's all that unconditional love. And the second part, though, is we found something that builds and gives you strength. That energy that you get from the Humane Society, from that volunteer work, that's what we need to build with. I recognize that you've had loss. I recognize that things have shifted. But if you can focus on that energy, if you can use that as your only space, I guarantee you will manifest a job from that. I don't see you moving anytime soon, just to answer your question. My prediction is you don't move for about 2 more years. You need to be in the area that you're going to be in now. And I do think work comes in, but I need you to focus on that energy that you get at the Humane Society. When you can touch that giggle that you just shared with me and all of our listeners, I guarantee you'll manifest energy. And energy means work, relationships, all of those things, prosperity, abundance, and most importantly, joy. Okay, Carrie?
Okay.
Okay. Well, good luck with everything.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. Guys, you know, I talk about this all the time, and, you know, and you can hear it if you were listening. You know, it's one of those things where when we all talk, I mean, I know I can be critical, and Benny just made fun of me during the commercial break.
I did not.
You did.
Okay, I did.
and it's pretty normal, but, you know, we have to watch our thought. You don't even notice it sometimes. You know, we can all profess to be positive people, but the truth is the subconscious mind could be feeling empty or could be feeling a lack, and that radiates to the planet, and then what we end up getting is blocked energy and not attracting anything to us. Which, guys, leads me to our next segment. Do you have a secret? I know you do. We all have secrets, and I can't tell you how many people, you know, in groups or in sessions have revealed something. You know, even myself, whether it was coming out or talking about being a sexual abuse survivor, like carrying something in your consciousness that you're not telling anyone for a long period of time can be really detrimental to your health. It can affect you physically. It can affect you emotionally. It can affect you spiritually. Well, in our third segment, I'm really excited to be having two guests come on. My good friend, Stacey Kaiser, who has a new show coming out. We're going to be talking about that. And the producer of the show, Bryn Friedman, who, guys, worked on Intervention. Very exciting. I loved that show. And why did I love that show? Because it was real, and it showed people's journeys, and it was so raw and so emotional. Just one of my favorite shows. So what we're going to be talking about, though, are secrets. Do you have a secret or an issue in your past or that you're currently working through that you haven't told your loved ones or your soul group or your coworkers? And are you questioning how to deliver that information? Well, I've got two experts here who are going to give us a ton of feedback. We're going to be talking about it. If you want to remain anonymous, you can always go to transformationtalkradio.com, type in your question, and I may read it live on the air. But again, it's all about secrets, so we're going to take a quick break. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is The Dougal Fraser Show. Come back. We're going to get juicy secrets. It'll be very exciting. I'll see you soon.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com. If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend Glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend Glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Way. Action Way is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Way has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Way and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and Earth. com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Hey everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser. David's music selections always make me giggle. But guys, I'm very excited. We have very important guests in studio today. Joining me is my good friend, Stacey Kaiser. Where haven't you seen Stacey, for crying out loud? Today's show with Kathy Lee and Hoda, MSNBC, CNN, Nancy Grace, Access Hollywood. I'm exhausted already. She's got a great book out, How to Be a Grown-Up. It's in paperback. Go to Amazon.com. And she's here to talk about a new show called Double Life. But joining her is the executive producer, Bryn Friedman, who I talked about earlier, who was one of the original EPs of Intervention. She's been an EP at NBC, Oprah Winfrey Network, A&E, History Channel. My God, guys, my GED is showing. Such esteemed guest. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, Bryn, let's start with you. Tell me about this new show, Double Life. What are we to expect?
There are so many things that we're excited about. Stacey and I are really launching and creating this show together in the sense that we are reaching out to people who are living lives where they are desperate, and mostly they're desperate because they have lied to the people they love the most in their lives. Mm. And the reason they've done it is because they love these people and they are so afraid of the judgment.
Yeah.
Let me give you an example. We have one person who has told his wife and his parents that he is a chef at a restaurant because he lost absolutely everything, lost his home, lost his work, lost everything. And so he is escorting. And his parents don't know. He makes up recipes for them.
Oh my God.
He dresses up. He is so ashamed. He hates what he's doing. He doesn't want to do this.
Right.
But he's doing it in his mind, and it's twisted, for the greater good, because of this love. And now he's so afraid that he will lose the very people that he loves the most. And our job is to really empower him to own his own truth, to be an integrated person, and know that the most important thing for him is to live whole. And when he does that, and not carry that, and not live in shame, and not do things he doesn't want to do.
So that's where the therapy element comes in. So, Stacey, I mean, okay, so I certainly understand if this guy loses all of his finances, he loses his house, and he has to turn to, I don't know, escorting. You know, I see that that's heavy, but what is it that makes people want to lie about that part of their life? Why is it they feel like they can't be honest?
I think it feels to them like they need to hide. They're ashamed themselves of what they're doing because it was initially done by a desperate act.
Yeah.
Now, not all of these double life type secrets were done out of desperation. Some people had, you know, a fluke moment that right. inspired them or some passion that drove them in a wrong direction. But I do think ultimately it's rooted in shame and fear. And really, I mean, if you think about this guy, he's afraid that he's going to lose his wife.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here he is having sexual relations with other women.
Oh my
and his
God.
Wife doesn't know about it. So it's really risky to come clean.
And then there are people, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I mean, then there are people who love their families and they're gay.
Yeah.
And they are living double lives. I've worked with a guy married to two women, has children. Every time he's with his mom and his sister, who he desperately loves, they're always trying to fix him up.
Yeah.
And they think the man who is really his lover is his best friend. They have no idea. And he is so terrified about losing those people and about the shame and the religious repression that he grew up with.
Of course.
But then he said to me, you know, listen, I keep telling my children they have to stand up. They have to live integrated lives.
Right.
They have to be proud. How can I be a hypocrite?
I know. I always say that to parents. I mean, I don't have children, but I really believe that children mimic their parents. And it doesn't matter. You know, when I was younger, my mom would say, you're beautiful, you're beautiful, you're beautiful. But then she'd cry 10 times trying on 10 different dresses. And I became an insecure adult. That's part of the energy. And it's funny, on the way to the studio this morning, I was thinking of, you know, I don't really carry that many secrets, but I've seen, you know, the show's being called Double Life, correct? And a friend
of— That's the working title.
That's the working title. Okay. So a friend of mine recently found out that her dad had another family in another country. And then what was interesting was, so she found it out, her mom knew, and then the brother didn't know. And for an entire year, because there was a wedding coming up, they didn't want to tell the brother because they didn't want to ruin this really great moment of all the families merging. But what was so interesting was to see how carrying that energy, that negativity, affected the unity of the family. The brother doesn't even know what's going on. He knows something weird is going on. But their issue was, when's the appropriate time and what is the appropriate way? How do you do that?
Part of what I think is so fascinating about what you're saying is that secrets grow more secrets and more lies.
Yeah.
And the more people that are involved, the more lying and secret keeping and toxicity that is involved. And so, you know, it's really my belief, and this is the purpose of the entire show, is the truth will set you free.
I totally agree.
I mean, as hard as it is, as painful as it is to sometimes come clean, it's not something you have to do alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that our show can help you do. It's something that you can do with support and guidance so that you come clean in a way that is healing and not hurtful.
Yeah. And I think that's interesting. So I'm curious, in, you know, this kind of climate of obsession with reality TV, I know that when I heard about the idea, you know, the fact that you worked on Intervention, which was such an amazing show, because that was really about profiling addiction, the process, the journey. But it wasn't mean. It honored the journey. You know, there was no hidden agenda. So I'm curious, you know, how can people feel comfortable knowing that this is going to be an honoring situation versus like a Jerry Springer situation?
Thank you for asking that question. I couldn't have written it better myself.
Well, you can cut me a check.
No, thank you. I'll be doing that. You know, first of all, what I want to say about Intervention was that, you know, many people came to me with shows like Intervention that I turned down.
Mm.
And it wasn't until I found partners in GRB, who I'm now partnering with again, and the creator Sam Mettler and several people, where I felt like we were all on the same page, that this was never about the gotcha moment.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted to do in that show, and we insisted that every single person on the staff did this, was that we were about recovery.
Right.
We were not about judgment. We were about telling that story of addiction from the inside out,
right,
so that people could really understand what it looked like, what it felt like, and give people an opportunity. And what we found in that process was that people became free, and particularly by using the power of television to tell their stories, because they realized, oh my gosh, you know, I have this lesson I can show other people.
Right.
My life can be meaningful. And so we are taking that exact same approach. I would not, and Stacey would not, be involved in anything that had any level, any cell of exploitation in it.
Right.
You know, we know from intervention and from other things that you're only as sick as your secrets.
Mm-hmm.
So what we are doing is we are providing a safe forum for people. And by doing it on television, what we're saying is, we're elevating your secret because you are now empowering all those people who don't have access to also come free.
Absolutely.
And that is really our aim and our goal. And we would never do this in a Jerry Springer way. I mean, our aim in every single case is to create wholeness, to create integration, to create freedom for people, to
and
give
healing.
Them and complete healing.
Yeah.
And to really help them heal within themselves, because I think, as you know, when you come from that healed place,
mm-hmm.
you radiate out.
Absolutely.
And then you attract the people and the support that you need.
And the funny thing is, you know, I use this with, I use it with myself too. I'll do this thing where I will trick myself by saying, well, I'm not doing it for me, you know, I'm doing it because it could help other people. But don't you think there's something to be said for that? Like, you know, I think, you know, there are only so many life stories. There's the guy who isn't out to his family who's been married before. There's the family that's lost all of their money and maybe has to go to a job that they're feeling insecure about. There are only so many life stories. And I do think there's strength in numbers. Like, if you have the capability to call into a show like this or email in a question or, you know, tell your support group or your circle, but to open up about what you've been hiding, once you do that, it really helps people heal. Don't you agree?
Yeah, 100%. And you know what? Even the secret doesn't even have to be that big. It could be that you're 30 pounds heavier and you've been lying about
that
forever to your husband.
Why are you saying that while you're looking at me? No, I'm just kidding.
and so part of what I think we're hoping to get out of this show as well is not just the lesson for, let's say, the gay person that hasn't come out, to learn, but for everyone to learn that whatever your secret is, it's better for you and your family and the people that you're close to share the secret and to get the support that you need so that you can move forward in a really healthy, productive way.
And yep. I think, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just saying, someone emailed in. So Sandra from New York says, my name is Sandra, and there's something that I've wanted to tell my husband for years. In high school, I gave a child up for adoption. The only people that know are my parents. I come from a very religious family, and I was told that I could never tell anyone because it would be a shame to my family. I've been married now for 3 years, and we were thinking of having children of our own, and I think I need to tell him. Hey. You want to start with that, Stacey? That's a heavy one.
Yeah, it is really heavy. But, you know, to me, the person that you choose to marry and have children with is the person that you should be able to share all your secrets with. And I wouldn't want to know that my husband or wife was keeping a secret from me. So I think you need to share that secret and let him know the context of the way you were raised, your religious beliefs, the fear. And I think you need to let him know. And I think he's going to understand and be supportive.
Now, do you think in that kind of a situation, therapy is important? Like, is that something you just deliver over dinner? Like, oh, by the way, or do you think it needs to be a therapeutic environment?
This speaks to what I was saying a little bit earlier. I think if it's something that you feel is challenging to do on your own, then you need to look for support to do it.
Yeah.
Whether it's a vehicle like this kind of a television show, a therapy session, your parents sitting down with you. Big and scary things are easier in larger groups.
And is it fair to say that when any secret is revealed, no matter what it is, there is a moment for the people that are learning the information. So with Sandra in New York, when her husband finds out or some friends, I think it's fair that the circle around them is allowed to have like a reactive moment.
Of course.
It's something that they weren't prepared for, they didn't know, and you have to kind of let them ease into the information.
I think that's exactly right. But I also think that what I have observed in some of these things that we've shot, that people know there's something up, they just don't
right.
know what
exactly.
it is.
Yeah.
And sometimes they imagine even worse things.
Right, I
sometimes,
think that's true.
You know, sometimes yeah. they think this person doesn't love me, they're holding things close to the vest.
Right.
They're, you know, there's something wrong, is it something about me?
Yeah.
In the case of this gay man, you know, this 40-year-old gay man, Christian Republican from the South, mm-hmm. you know, who was so terrified, his sister said, oh my God, now it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't understand what was
just
going on. And why didn't you trust me? Now, not everybody's going to have
of course.
That reaction.
Absolutely.
But a lot of people do. Right. So that, you know, lying creates a black negative energy.
Absolutely.
You know, and so people around you feel something.
Right.
They don't know necessarily what they're feeling.
Some kind of block.
But they absolutely get that there's something up.
Yeah. And what I want to add is lying also creates distance between people.
Right.
Because when you have to hold a secret, they're not getting a piece of you. And so the way to truly be close with someone is to share what's on your mind.
Yeah, and I think for me, like when I came out of the closet, I think my family was more disappointed that they thought they were projecting an energy that said that it was safe. You know what I mean? And I think they were disappointed, like, I can't believe you didn't feel like you could tell me. And I think ultimately, you know, I talk a lot about your soul group or your tribe or, you know, the people that are your core. And communication, in my opinion, is the best focus for energy. When communication is clear, you attract energy to your life. We talked about this earlier. You attract finances, joy, prosperity, all of that stuff. And when communication is blocked, it affects everything. I mean, don't you think it affects your health as well?
Absolutely. I do think that sickness is caused by not being able to sort of let out what's on your mind.
I came out
of
the closet and I lost 30 pounds in a month. I'm going to write a book called Lose Weight, Come Out.
I have to just tell you, I'm not gay, so you can correct me, but I just
Darn
think the
it,
metaphor
Stacey.
Of coming out of the closet,
yeah.
it's like such a dark place
Absolutely.
To keep the secret.
Yeah.
I think it's the perfect metaphor.
Yeah, and I just think when you carry it with you, it carries that weight, it carries that energy, and it affects anything. So guys, we're going to take a quick break. Again, if you want to join the conversation, our number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. My guest today, Stacey Kizer, therapist and TV personality, and Bryn Friedman, executive producer of several television shows. It's very excited. I'm Dougal Fraser. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
If you are still struggling with extra pounds and want to learn positive long-term strategies to lose weight and keep it off forever, check out choosingyourhealthypath.com. The upcoming women's retreat on October 28th is all about wellness. The 3-day retreat is positive, fun, and informative. Be inspired, get motivated, have fun, and learn at this action-packed retreat at the Alderbrook Resort. Reinvent your life and have fun doing it. Visit choosingyourhealthypath.com to transform your life today.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you're experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to your individual needs. We're open 7 days a week with convenient locations in Green Lake and Queen Anne. New clients mention hearing this ad and enjoy $20 off your first massage visit at Dream Clinic. Learn more about us at dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863. Discover Dream Clinic and experience the difference.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Frazier. You're listening to The Dougal Frazier Show. My guests today, very exciting, Stacey Kizer and Bryn Friedman here. We're talking about living a double life, which makes me think of one of my favorite books, The Pilot Wife. The Pilot's Wife, which was about a woman whose husband died. And then after he died, they find out, again, has like a whole other family in another country. Fascinating. So what are some examples? Like, how can people, if they're interested in, you know, obviously they get therapy and counseling as part of the journey, but if they're interested in sharing their story, what are you looking for and how can they reach you?
Well, I think one of the things that we're looking for are people who are genuinely living double lives, not small secrets. And it's not because those small secrets aren't critical and important.
Right.
But I think when we're doing this for a television show, what happens is we will empower people when they see somebody who's really living, like somebody who's gay but married.
Right.
We have a guy, for instance, who is a businessman, has several businesses going on. But the truth is, he's not making enough money. And for 17 years, without his wife or family knowing, he has been a thief.
Really?
And, you know, and it is killing him to be that thief. So I think when people see that kind of extreme dichotomy,
right,
that they realize, oh, I really in my life can come clean here.
Now, so, are we talking about like a Sopranos Carmella? She doesn't know?
No. This okay. She doesn't know.
Wow.
Or, you know, and again, going back to what you were saying earlier, she must know something is up, but maybe she's suspecting he's having an affair.
Right.
Right?
You know? She goes, I think that's true. I think people go even more extreme than what's actually going on.
Precisely.
Well, those are both pretty extreme. Affair, thief.
Let me think. Which would you take?
Challenging.
I think I'd go for thief.
Yeah.
So
oh,
how
God, can... you're only a thief.
So how can people reach you?
Good to know, David.
Well, we are at Double Life. Mm-hmm. You have it right there in front of you. DoubleLifeTV.com.
DoubleLifeTV.com. And they can submit in their stories.
Yes, okay. We have a whole submission, what do we call it, sort of a way of getting through an application so people can tell us exactly what the nature of their double life is.
Right.
And that is what we're looking for. And I think I just want to say we're so honored to have Stacey participate in this with us, because we know that when we're working with Stacey, these people are not only going to get the best therapy and the best option, but they will also have an opportunity for genuine family healing, not just for them, but for their entire family. And by the way, I just blew that. It's DoubleLifeCasting.com. Learn your own show.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to get the link, it's on my Facebook page or Twitter.
We'll tweet it later.
Yeah.
So I'm curious. It's one of those things that, you know, you read in the news, and then I'm surprised how often it pops up in my own circle. I think this is more common than people are aware of.
It is that classic thing where you don't know what's going on with your neighbor.
Yeah.
You know, it's the family guy who seems really fantastic and living in the suburbs that's robbing your house.
Right.
It's the really good-looking man who has not been able to work, and now he's out being an escort.
Right.
So absolutely, most people don't know that these secrets are even being held, and I think they're all over the place.
And how often with private clients does this kind of come to you? Like, have you seen any of the, you know, shifts that happens in people's personalities? Like, what exactly can happen from someone that holds on to something that long?
Well, I think there's physical and emotional and psychological layers. The physical layers are sometimes they literally end up physically sick, stomach aches, anxiety, fidgeting, that kind of stuff. The psychological ramifications tend to be that literally they start to lose track of what their truth is. They forget what they're telling the truth about, what's a lie.
It's like a conscious form of multiple personalities in a way.
Like, I mean,
I would think it would be exhausting.
In a way, you are literally living two lives with two stories, and you're trying to keep them separate, which is really, really hard. And then the emotional component, I have to say, the sadness, the fear, the shame, the anger at themselves. A lot of these people that we're talking to are saying, how did I get myself into this situation? And I don't even know how to pull myself out.
Yeah, I mean, even when you watch shows like Big Love, which I loved, you know, he was being honest. You know, I have all of these families, but you could see the exhaustion of him trying to go from house to house to house, being a dad over and over and over again, supplying money for all of those people, like, and that was out in the open.
But he was living a double life also in some of his world,
right,
in some of his work world and all of that other stuff.
I think there's also a tremendous sense of isolation that happens when you live a double life. Because you really feel like, which is everybody's question, if you really knew me, would you really love me?
Oh, my God.
You know,
yes.
That is such a profound question for people.
Would you?
And I would. I'm just saying I would. I can feel it.
Yeah, I know. We're connecting.
Can I tell you a psychic? But seriously, you know, people really feel that anyway in their lives. So when you're literally constructing an entire fake life, you feel that there is no way, if you knew me, you would love me.
Yeah.
And that is why I'm keeping this lie going.
Is that an addiction? Like, is that nurturing? Is it the environment? Like, you know, because I know when you're growing up in high school and you're in the closet, you become really good, or at least I thought I was good, at projecting this image of someone that I was not. And then, you're playing this role, so to speak, for so long, it kind of becomes like almost like an addiction. Like, this is what I know. This is how I function in society. I don't know how to be any different.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. And I think it's kind of two different kinds of addiction. Sometimes you get addicted to the rush, the adrenaline rush of the secret and the hiding and the covering and the planning. Mm. And then sometimes you get literally addicted to the act. Like, I cannot stop stealing.
And that's part of the journey, to be held accountable by saying, this is something I did in a weak moment. But then when you share it, the healing process is, now everyone knows I want to fix it. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's that kind of part of the journey as well.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things I do want to say about the show specifically is, other than people who are gay, and obviously we're not looking for them to not be gay. We're looking for them to be gay
in who
they genuinely are.
Right.
We are not looking for people to come and confess to their family on television in order to maintain their double life. They just don't want to live the lie.
Right.
I'm an escort, but I want to keep being an escort, and I just want you to get good at this. Not looking for that.
Yeah.
We're looking for people who are really struggling and want to come to a completely integrated place.
This is, I need help. This is an obstacle that I want to overcome, and I need you to hold me accountable in a way.
Yes, and hold me safe.
And it's an opportunity to come up with new alternatives. So in the escort scenario, he's doing it to make money.
Yeah.
It's possible once he shares with his family his financial concerns and worries, then he can come up with more productive ways to bring in money that aren't, you know, putting his family at risk with sexually transmitted diseases and
What I'm fascinated, especially with couple dynamics, whether it's a sibling or parent-child or, you know, the relationship like that, that's so layered. It fascinates me that people get into so much pain that they feel like, instead of sharing, I've lost my job, I've lost my house, I've lost my money, turning to something that is really draining energetically rather than just talking with the person that you're allegedly that close with to kind of build together, I think that's fascinating. And that's pride, right?
It is pride. And what we're seeing in talking to people is they're creating more problems for themselves.
Right.
You think you have one and now you have seven.
Do you both agree with me that if you are leading a double life, I believe at some point it will catch up with you? I think it's almost impossible to continue that energy, whether it catches up with you physically or the relationship falls apart because, again, they don't know what the layer was there. It will catch up at some point. And this is where free will comes in. You know, we all have a choice. Energy follows us. It chases us like a train. But you have a choice. You can slow it down and take control of it yourself with an opportunity like this, or you can allow it to catch up with you. But ultimately, you will have to face it.
That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you are already suffering the consequences of your double life.
Right.
It has caught up to you already.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't think that you can live a double life and not be in the consequence of that. How deep those consequences are, you know, really depends on how deep the lie is and how far away from your true self you really are.
Yeah. So guys, if you have a story that you want to share and you want to get the wisdom of these two amazing people, please go to doublelifecasting.com. I'm going to post it on Facebook. I'll put it in our email blast next week and I'll tweet about it as well. But just like Stacey said earlier, I truly believe the truth will set you free. And again, there's nothing more powerful than sharing your story, just like we do here every week, about what your strengths are, what your struggles, what you're trying to work through. Strength in numbers. Once you share what you're working on, I guarantee you will feel amazingly better. And I would want to do it with people that I trust, people that have been in the business for years, that have done it with integrity and, you know, great poise. And this is the team that you want to work with. So again, the information will be at doublelifecasting.com. Okay. So, Brina, it was so nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
It was so nice to meet you. Thank you.
Stacey, of course, I'm obsessed with you.
I'm obsessed with you.
Normally, guys, you're here. We've got like 1 minute left. But normally we do cheesy gossip. And last week I talked about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith allegedly breaking up. And they're not. Allegedly. So I just wanted to say I was incorrect. We'll see how it plays out. I still think they are going to break up, but that's my prediction. But I just had to say that allegedly they're not breaking up, so I wanted to clear that up because I didn't want to be spreading false information. So, guys, it's been a great hour. I adore you. If you want more information, go to my website at dougalfraser.com. Again, next week, we're going to be doing another giveaway. We had over 1,000 people. Very exciting. I'm going to be here live next Tuesday. We're going to be talking all about astrology. Stephanie Jones is going to be joining us, and it's going to be a really great show. So, guys, have an amazing day. Be honest with yourselves. Be honest with your loved ones, and I swear it'll change your energy. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is The Dougal Fraser Show. I'll see you next week. See you, baby girl.